الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Some very good advice a person gave, that we should check who our friends are. And those who are not suitable to be our friends, we should drop them. So the first, he says, that friend who backbites about other people to you, then drop that friend. He's not a good friend. He's not a friend. You can't call him a friend. He's your enemy. And also be sure that he will backbite about you in front of other people. Whoever narrates things about other people to you, your things he'll go in, and even he'll add up all things also, and he'll go and tell other people. The second is that person who gets happy at the losses, sufferings of other people, don't keep him as a friend. Anyone, all come in difficulties, sometimes health, sometimes finances, sometimes some accident, whatever, and somebody who talks is good, they suffer, they deserve it. Things like that. Don't keep such a person as your friend. The third is, which we have to think of very, very much, a person who doesn't remind you about your deen, your duties to Allah. He doesn't remind you about your creator, Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't remind you about Akhirat. And today, if we have to think, which friend, who reminds us about Akhirat? Who tells us about deen? And then the fourth is also very important, who doesn't point out your faults to you. And today, who points out our faults to us? We don't point out. A true friend is one who will point out in a suitable, nice way, and with love and feeling, not to find fault in you. But that if you, for example, if you are walking and you're going to stumble, a person holds you quickly. Not because he hates you or anything, and he will handle you roughly also, to pull you right, to pull you straight, but he's doing it for your safety, for your precaution. So like that, who is it? So we should see very, very much, and not only who are our friends, whose friends we are, and what kind of friends are we. Whether we remind anyone about Allah, about Akhirat, whether anyone making riba, doing wrong things, wearing wrong clothes, do we ever tell them about it? So they're very, very important. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to choose the right friend. Today that is one basic thing also in which we are completely wrong. Our friends are all wrong friends completely. And in fact, if we have to cut out those friends who don't remind us about deen, about Akhirat, I think we'll have no friends then. We'll just be on our own. And if we cut out all those who do point out our faults, first of all, they aren't anyone. But then we'll just have hatred for those people. Allah give us ikhlas and sincerity. The month of the Ashur al-Hurum has started now. Today is the first of Zulqa'dah, and the 3 months Zulqa'dah, the next month Zulhijjah, and the next month Muharram are the 3 months which are also of Ashur al-Hurum, which come all together. And 3 specific things of Ashur al-Hurum. One of them is that the reward of Amal are increased in these months. Like that, throughout the year, Allah increases. A person makes intention of doing good, Allah writes down the sawab. He does the good, then the reward is even more. So Allah increases. But in these months, it's even more. But a thing that we should worry about, in these months, the gunas of sins are also increased, which is not normal. Normally, one guna is written as one guna. But during this Ashur-e-Hurum, gunas are also increased. So we should be very, very careful about gunas. Second thing about this month is, this is like a training period. It is narrated that whatever good deeds, whatever good habits we form in this month, they will remain with us for the whole year and for our whole life. So it's just a matter of these few months trying to be regular with our namazes, tilawat of Quran, Sharif, etc. And then inshallah the whole year and whole life, these things will remain with us. And the reward of these, of this Ashhur-e Hurum, also that the person who keeps Roza Thursday, Friday and Saturday, he gets the sawab of 700 years Ibadat sawab. So simple and so easy. On that point, let us just make a little survey, just pick up our hands, all of us who kept our 6 rozas of Shawwal. Now, it's finished, the period is finished. Who of us kept our 6 rozas of Shawwal? Very few. The month of Ramadan is just passed and we didn't. Who of us, in order to make our one khatam for the year, one khatam we should make in Ramadan, one in the year. So for that at least 2.5-3 suparas a month we should read. So that in 11 months we can complete, if we read 2.5, just round about there, then we can complete one khatam. Who of us have read round about 2.5-3 suparas or more during this 1 year month that is finished? Who of us have read about 2.5-3 suparas? MashaAllah. But still, many of us are lacking. You also read? MashaAllah. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And these are the things really that we should see, whether we passed Ramadan or we failed Ramadan. Usually we say that it is how much of taqwa. But just taqwa like that, it's very difficult for us to measure on the scale of taqwa. What is the effect of this taqwa? The effect of sirati mustaqim coming into our lives is that see our amal now. That were we regular before Ramadan, that is in Shaban, were we regular with our namazes? How, whatever level of regularity we had, to be regular with Takbir-e-Ula, to be regular with Namaz in Jamaat, in the Masjid, is that still the same or has that improved or what? Now that 1 month has passed, that usually if you go to have your car wheels balanced, then when they're balancing it, they speed that wheel at a fantastic speed. And then they put the weights on and they balance it and make it perfect. Now at that speed, you'll never drive your car on the road at that speed. It's impossible to drive the car at that speed on the road. But that was the training period. Like that Ramadan was heavy. 20 rakats of Taraweeh, Sehri, Iftari, making Khatam of Quran. So you can't maintain Ramadan in the whole year. But what we did now, that we should, now our wheels must be balanced. Our wheels must be aligned now. Our eyes must be aligned. We don't look at haram, we don't look at wrong things, etc. Hazrat Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Ali, a very great buzur, when he passed away, his wasiyat nama was read out, that who must perform his janaza namaz. So in there, the first thing was that person who after having taken bayat, that is he made tawbah, bayat is to make tawbah, that after that, forget looking at another woman, he never thought of another woman besides his wife. First point. Second point, he said that that person who only ate 100% halal and tayyiban, that person. The third is that person, faraz namazes on their place. He didn't miss his tahajjud also. So all the big awliya of that time were looking at one another. Who can fulfill these conditions? And big ulama who were present, because he was a great buzur, big janaza, nobody could move forward. And then one person who is like of dunya, he said to the person next to him, what kind are these buzurs? Why do they put such difficult condition? Who can fulfill it? So he told him, you keep quiet. When he's made this announcement, he knows why he made it. And he knows who he has prepared. He has prepared somebody like that. And then also, in his lifetime, people asked him that after you, who should we refer to for our Islah, etc. So he didn't say anything of his family or anyone who was there in his Khanqah. He said, there in Park Patan, another place far off, I have appointed one of my Khalifas, when you must follow him, on whom he had his trust, that this person will lead you on the right path. Anyway, so now then nobody was going. Then the king of the time, coming from one of the serfs at the back, now then he heard this announcement, he came, he was huffing and puffing. And he said, had my sheikh not disclosed my secret, I should never have told anyone. He was the king of the time. That he said, never ever, after he took bayat, did he even ever think of any woman. He didn't forget, see a woman, he didn't even think of another woman. And being the king, the state treasury, the money of the people, all accumulated by him, he said, I worked with my own hands for my earning. And I did not one pie, one cent, or one farthing of the people's money, I did not let it enter my house. My wife, myself, my children, I worked with my own hands, I labored, and I earned my own money. And for 30 years now, that my tahajjud, every night I perform my tahajjud. So this is the condition. So Allah give us tawfiq that after Ramadan now, we also improve ourselves. We also see in which direction we are going. So let us see now with regard to rozas, for example. Ramadan, we all, alhamdulillah, kept our 30 rozas. What is it difficult to keep 3 rozas in a month? Ayyam Eid. When we kept 3 rozas consecutively, why don't we now start with 3 rozas? Or Monday and Thursday, one of the two. And we have more courage to both, Monday, Thursday, and the 3 days also. So that we should try and see. Ramzan was rozas. Ramzan, we made so much namaz. Besides our 5 times namaz, most of us, inshallah, were regular with our 5 times namaz. We were regular with our taraweeh also. And then we even made awwabin and chashd and ishraq and tahajjud. All that also we made. Now, at least some of that has it come in our lives. Just the easy ones, for example, awwabin, which is not difficult at all. After the 3 farz of Maghrib, which inshallah we all make, 2 sunnahs we all make, we do make 2 more nafals, just add another 2, and our awwabin is done. It starts somewhere along the line. Our tahajjud, which is even more easier. Once we finish our 4 farz of tahajjud isha, 2 sunnahs of isha, the time of tahajjud starts already. This is the oval time, not the best time. But it is the time it started. At least at that time, make 2 rakat. If we are so tired or so lazy, sit and make it. If we don't want to read long surahs, short surahs. But we can make it. So at least start our awwabin, our shahs, our awwabin, our tahajjud. Then afterwards bring the ishraq also namaz into our lives. And Allah gives tawfiq chash namaz also. And chash namaz easy to bring in our lives, that after we are finished with our ishraq, at that time the awwal waqt of chash has started already. So make it at that time. You can make our ishraq, 2 rakats also is ishraq namaz. Make another 2 at the niyat of chash. Then our chash namaz can be made. So in other words, if we were serviced properly in Ramadan, now these things will come into our lives. That is what it is that we have to see, especially our tilawat of Quran. Inshallah, many of us made our khatam in Ramadan. Now make our in the year. Let us read Quran Sharif regularly. If we just read for man about 2 pages a day, which is about 2 minutes, then our one khatam can be done. Ladies should read a little bit more, because those days of the month when they can't read, to cover up on that, if they read about 3.5 pages a day, they will make their one khatam in the year. And also, that Ramadan has passed, tawbah istighfar for what we failed in, and determination and resolution, that if Allah inshallah gives us next Ramadan, we are not going to fail it again. We will do the best. So we'll check ourselves on this line and see whether we are improving, because finally mort is going to come. And then we now we can hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Check yourselves before you will be checked out. Usually a person when he fills his returns For the receiver also, he goes through it few times to see if everything is right. He checks himself before they will check him. So the year also, before we are going to be checked in the qabr, check ourselves now. Because once we are checked in the qabr, and there if we fail, then it's you can't imagine what destruction that is. And that is a thing that we should be always concerned about. More than people's or public opinion, what people think about me, more than my benefits and comforts of this dunya that I want to have, more than that, our worry should be about the qabr. And that will be ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of qiyamah. Imagine there are people 5, 10,000 years in their qabr. And if they are suffering, and the whole world suffering together, is not equal to their suffering. And there is absolutely nobody to even just give you a word of consolement. Nobody to help you. You can't do a thing about it. So, and we are all going that way. We just, somebody passed away, has passed away, you think it's the finish. But it's a whole very big story after that, which we don't think about, whether it's a family member, whether it's somebody else. And more than all, one somebody who passed away, janazah was going. So as is common, people ask, whose janazah is this? So one buzurg told him, it's your janazah. And if you don't like that, it's my janazah. What he meant by that, this is not the time to ask whose janazah. There is the time to make dua for that person. But we indulge in all types of talk. Men indulge in gossip, right with the janazah being in front of us. And we are talking of worldly things, making jokes, laughing. All useless, petty things we are making jokes and laughing about. While we are there in the qabristan, while the janazah is ready, it shows we are totally, totally unmindful of what the reality of the qabr is. So Allah Ta'ala, and that is a real reality. We should think about that very seriously. And nobody but nobody can escape it. Everyone, we will have to face it. And it's a reality that will open to us. So those are the things that we must. And Allah brings these occasions. Ramadan came. Now Ashhur al-Hurum are here. The great blessed months are here. But we just pass them without taking any notice about it. Who is there that, for example, when the December period for a businessman, a retailer especially, that he lets it go without making effort to make more money? If long before he makes sure he gets his stocks, he gets extra hands to help in the shop, he does everything to take the maximum benefit that he can. When a holiday period comes, we want to have the best holiday. But these special, great, real, these are the actual things. From this we don't take any benefit. We just let it pass by. So all on every line, start with our namaz and see how much of our yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala has increased. How much are we trusting? How much do we think about Allah Ta'ala? We were having meals one place and we read the dua while eating. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. So one alim asked, do you have to repeat that dua? Isn't it just one time enough? Why must you keep on repeating that dua? And our eating isn't one time enough. It comes in the hadith, 2-3 morsels are enough to keep your back straight. But that is not enough. But the dua to make shukr, we feel one time is enough. Whereas it comes in the hadith, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ. Every moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should remember Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith sharif, in Jannah, the Jannatis, they will also go through some periods of sorrow. And that will be on those moments in which they did not make the zikr of Allah. Yeah, we feel it's too much, you're overdoing it. You're exaggerating it. One time is enough. You don't have to repeat it all the time. One person, a very pious person in Medina Sharif, some friends came and visited. There were six friends, so he was making the tea for them. Six cups of tea. So as he's putting the tea bag in each one, each time, Bismillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Putting the sugar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah. Pouring the tea, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To remember Allah all the time. That is a great, great thing. And that shows, and that also should not just be the outward. Allah bless us with the inward. But at least the outwards will take us to the inward. So to remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So how much are we remembering? How much have we got Allah in our minds? How much have we got Allah in our hearts? Unfortunately, we are such that our whole namaz, and we're making namaz for Allah, but Allah is not in our namaz at all. We are everywhere else besides namaz. And we're making our zikr in order to take away our ghaflat, our unmindfulness, and to engage with Allah, to have build a connection with Allah. But our zikr is full of ghaflat also. Our tilawat also, what we do first of all, not making tilawat. When we make also, we don't think about. Even a person who doesn't know Arabic, but you can make out the ayats of Jannat, all the namats of Jannat, you can make out the ayats of Azab. This should stir a feeling within us. But today we are like dead, dead, dead. We have got like no feeling whatsoever. Yeah, we come in the masjid, for example. We don't have any feeling of we seeing people making namaz, etc. And if there is a screen and somebody scored a goal, for example, hit a six, took a wicket, and see how everyone jumps and dances and a big issue about it, of the real useless, useless things we are overtaken by. And with reality of things that we are dead, we don't feel a thing about it whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this was what Ramadan was about, that we prepare and that that improvement comes in our life. And now the Ashur-e-Hurum that are here, this is again an opportunity Allah gives us. And then will come now Zulhijjah with Qurbani. And Qurbani, what is it? To sacrifice. But what are we sacrificing? For us, 3,000-4,000 rand for an animal is too big a Qurbani that we are making. But what is Qurbani? Imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam. Somebody asked that to slaughter his son. How did he manage it? That he actually slaughtered. He put the knife, he sharpened the knife, and he put all his weight on it to slaughter him. But the knife didn't cut. But he did the act of slaughtering. Your own son. How can this is all where your love lies. The love of Allah Ta'ala. I have to fulfill the command of Allah. When he had to leave his wife and the same son, Ismail alayhi salam, in the barren lands of Makkah, where that time there wasn't a blade of grass growing. Not all these big, big buildings and shopping malls and no haram as we have got it today. Nothing like that. And he had to leave his wife and children, and when he got his command, he just started moving immediately without any provision for his journey, without leaving anything back for them, not even some last parting advice. Now it's Allah's command. And this, what a level there to fulfill the commands. وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِسَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. How atammahun, what kind of atammahun he made. How he completed the commands of Allah. That he did not even wait 1 second. He just started moving. And his wife started pleading with him. That where are you leaving us here? Nobody to care for us. No provision for us. Then she also was trained already. And then she realized and said, it's just Allah's command. Then without looking back, he just said, yes, this is the command of Allah. Then she said, then we have no fear. Allah will never destroy us. To have that yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. That is very, very important, that full trust. And we have, Ramzan was a month to build that also. Day and night, it was a month that gave us the opportunity to build that trust in Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. To have that complete trust in Allah Ta'ala. One time, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam said to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I would like to meet the most pious person after the Anbiya, By the time when the Anbiya are present, they are the most pious, of course. Besides the Anbiya, the most pious person. Allah guided him to a person. When he went there to that person, the person was blind, without two arms, and pus oozing from his whole body. Shu'ayb alayhi salam made salam, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. Oh Allah, your shukr. Oh Allah, your shukr. As long as eyes were good for me, you gave me eyes. When they were not good for me anymore, your shukr, you took them away. Allah. As long as my arms were good for me, you gave me my arms. I used them. When my arms were no more good for me, you took, Allah, your shukr, your shukr. My body was healthy, everything. As long as it was like that, you knew your shukr. And when it was necessary for now, the spas, etc. to come. And your shukr. All the time just making shukr, shukr. So on that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told, he is the most pious person. Who of us can reach that level? Have that trust in Allah, that whatever you do, mutma'in baithe hai ya Rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. Oh Allah, we are sitting very, very, itminan. We are sitting very, very contented. That whatever conditions they are only from you to have that yaqeen. It's not from anyone else. We would blame this person, he did this, he did that. It's all from Allah Ta'ala. And the conditions come, Allah is hakim also, he is hakim also, the most wise. And he only ordains that is which is the best for us. It's our short-sightedness, we don't see it. But who of us have got that? So that we have to try and develop that. Has that increased a little bit also? Even we haven't got the thought of Allah. We keep the whole day roza, but we don't think for who we are keeping roza. According to the fuqaha, we get up for sehri, when we keep our roza. Roza is made, that was your intention, that's why you got up for sehri. But really, who made the intention? Ya Allah, I'm going to stay away from all for your pleasure, just that you become happy with me. If we do make roza, we just read the Arabic words, asumu ghadan laka. Tomorrow I'll keep roza for you. But that from our heart, that Ya Allah, I'm going to stay away from all food, drink, and all the other details of roza. We just like a machine going through things. And you just press the button and everything goes through. The whole month of Ramadan just passes like that. Whereas all this, it was supposed to bring a great transformation in us. The month of Ramadan, the month of of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, and our whole life is for that. Our life, Allah did not give it to us for this dunya's sake. To live it up in this dunya, to waste it in this dunya, to follow the ways of the kuffar. Allah never ever gave us a life for that. And what are the ni'mats of Allah? Innumerable, innumerable ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One time, one very, very pious person, that Jibreel alayhi salam requested Allah, I would like to go to him and take his dua. Jibreel alayhi salam, where is he? So Allah said, no problem, go. But check up in Lawh-e Mahfuz, where all the taqdeers of everyone is written. Just do a check on him, that what kind of a person he is. So he checked there, and he saw that he's shaqi. That is, he's going to have a bad ending. He will die without iman. He's going to die on kufr. Though at this time, he is the most pious person. So pious, so much of ibadah. Anyway, Jibreel alayhi salam went, visited him, and then told him that you are so pious, but you are written down, finally you're going to be shaqi. How shaitan, how pious he was, and at the end, he was mardood, he was thrown away, out of Jannah, thrown out of the mercy of Allah. You also like that. So he's shukr, shukr ya Allah, that my name you took, and for me you wrote something. You got time for me for all this. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam thought he didn't understand what he's telling him. So he repeated, you are written as shaqi, you are going to die as a non-believer, kafir, you're going to Jahannam. He says, shukr ya Allah, you decreed for me what is the best. and what you have the best for me, that you have decreed, I accept it wholeheartedly. Allah told Jibreel alayhi salam, look at Lawh Mahfuz again. Check up his status again, what he is like. He saw now, it was written, he's Sa'id. That when he had the trust, that so much of tawakkul, so much of trust in Allah, and so much of shukr to Allah for everything, shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Where Allah on that, and not long nights, the tahajjud namaz, and not every day's rozas, not all other things, just the shukr to Allah, and reliance on Allah, tawakkul on Allah, makes a person so high by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, this is what Ramadan was supposed to bring out in us. Ashuri Hurum now is supposed to bring out, and our whole life is for that. And then we will face all the results in the qabr. And the qabr life will be till Qiyamah. Then our Qiyamah's day, one day will be 50,000 years long. From the time Allah created the earth till now, it's not so many years. From Adam alayhi salam till now, maybe about 10,000 years. Maybe whatever Allah knows, how long before that Allah created the earth. And then how long? 50,000 will be Qiyamah's day. And then after that, pul sirat. 1,500 years or 15,000 years. And after that, Jannat or Jahannam, abadul abad, forever and ever. All this hinges on this life of 50, 60 years here. 60, 70 years, it hinges on this year. So our life, and in our life Allah gave us Ramadan. In our life Allah gives us every Ashhuri Hurum, 4 months. And all this to make that, but we're just going in ghaflat, in unmindfulness. So Allah Ta'ala made, let us take a stock. How many of us even gave it a thought how I spend my Ramadan? Whether I spend it fairly, or whether I just passed it, or whether I failed it, nothing whatsoever. Next Ramadan, if we think of it, we think of it another month of burden again. Again I have to keep rozas. Again I have to make tarawih. Again I have to make the get up for seri. Whereas these are things that we should cherish. If we have our eyes focused correctly. When a person, something wrong with his eyes, he thinks double. And he sees things upside down and all wrong. Our eyes are totally wrong. The ways of the kuffar have become enjoyable in our eyes. The things of dunya which are temporary, that we die for those things. And the real life, that we have got an aversion for that. We sort of disregard it. We don't have anything. So let us, Allah make it that we come right and appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and the greatest ni'mat, the deen of Islam, Quran Sharif, connection with Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. Allah is such a great being and the Quran such a kitab of miracles, filled with miracles, filled with miracles and filled with the compassion and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Deen which is a perfect, beautiful deen. Really ask those people today who are living, who are atheists, who are non-Muslims, who are haters of Islam, but when they saw the beauty of Quran, the beauty of Islam, what devotees of Islam they have become. We have to take lessons from them. One lady, a Hindu lady, who she just cherished in the army to raise to the highest rank, and she worked for it. And she worked very hard, diligently. She was posted to Kashmir, where the Hindus are making lots of zulm on the Indian government, on the Muslims there. And what things they do, how they, one time they stormed the school, primary school, kindergarten, and how they stormed it. And she said, we thought that we are doing something great and that. But then when she met one school teacher, was sitting under a tree, calm and peaceful, and offered her tea, and made a joke with her also, and said, there isn't poison in it. The way you people look at us as though we are terrorists, and not terrorists, we are like barbarians, and we do the worst things. And then when she came into contact with Islam, and she studied the Quran, me and you are far from what her iman became. That Quran is this kitab here. What has Quran got to offer? The justice, the fairness, the beauty of Islam. Who Allah is. And when Allah, when the manifestation of Allah, His beauty dawns on a person, all the women of the world together, all the beautiful sceneries of the world together, doesn't compare with one glimpse of Allah Ta'ala. Like a poet says, one poet says that, humne tumko dekha nahi hai. We haven't seen you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lekin unki tasveer dil mein maujood hai. But his picture is in our heart, his character. What sublime character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out for some of his work, out just on the outskirts of Medina Sharif. There were some travelers who had come and they had camped at one place. So he passed by them, and in their camels he saw one red camel that caught the eye of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a very beautiful, wonderful camel. So he asked them, people selling this camel, they had no idea of selling it. But if you want to buy, no problem, we can sell it. Okay, they made the price of it. After making the price, so he said, I didn't come as a businessman to buy something, so I haven't got money on me. I'll go home and I'll send you the money. They said, no problem, go. And then Nabi Ali Salasu took the camel, they gave it to him. And Nabi Ali Salasu went. They watched Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walking with the camel until they couldn't see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam anymore. Then they started speaking about among themselves, what happened to us? We just a stranger, complete stranger. We don't know who it is. And we gave our camel and one of our prized camels. The best camels we gave it. And he just made a prize. He hasn't made a kafil. That if I don't come back, this person is responsible to pay. No, we took some rahan, girvi, pawn. He didn't pawn something that for that. Nothing whatsoever. We just allowed him to. What happened to us? How did this happen? And then they were about to say some bad word about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That perhaps he, like many of these fly-by-nights or something like a lady who was now there, like a slave, a servant lady, was looking after the camels. She was there amongst the camels, not one of the elite and top ladies. She spoke, dare you say something about him? You dare ever open your mouth anything again? They say, oh, so you know him. She said, no, I also don't know him. But when he spoke, like rose petals were flowing from his mouth. When he looked at the mountain was like shining and smiling. He was a complete different man. And so that was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then as they were talking, a person came and he said, my master has sent me and he bought a camel from somebody. And who is that? So we are those people. So he sent his dates as a dawat for you people, for your entertainment, to host you. And he has the money also what he bought your camel. They say, forget all that. Let us first go to him and clean our hearts. And enter the whole clan went. And they all accepted Islam. But we haven't got time to see who our Nabi is. And to know which singer and which soccer player and which all other things that we have got. But for our Nabi, if we just... And this is for our time. If we do that, see how we'll fall in love with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, then it will be impossible. You won't say that only one time shukr. You will just want to make shukr all the time. You won't say that 10 times a day durood is enough, 100 times. You will say, time is too short, I can't read enough durood. I want to read even more durood. Allah give us tawfiq to find out what our deen is. What a beautiful Quran deen Allah has given us. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك